Wednesday night, Dvar Halachim Chavis Al Vavashir, or Lechav Gimel, Hello, September 13th. When you get up for Slichas, so maybe it's not so common for the people I'm talking to, but if you get up before Alos, so you wash your hands, and you can say on the Tilas Yodoyim and Birchos HaShachar if you have time, and you're but not Hanosin HaSech Vivina if it's before daybreak, if it's before Alos, and then you'll wash your hands again after Alos or after you finish Slichas, and then you will not make the Al Netilas Yodoyim because you already made it. Another possibility is that if you know for sure, or you're pretty sure, reasonably sure, that you're going to go to the bathroom again after Slichas, before davening, then you have the option, you can wash without a bracha now and make the Al Netilas Yodoyim later with Asher Yotzer when you go to the bathroom right before davening. So that's you could make it before, and you can make it afterwards, and not before. You're washing your hands twice in any event, and okay. So Birchas HaTorah you should say before Slichas, even though there's a shaila if you have to, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens you should be machmer to do it. There's many psukim in Slichas. It said derech tefillah, not derech limud, and that's the shaila. Okay, we're learning now. Chavis Alvolus was finishing Shar B'Tochem Bezus Hashem, and he goes through the stages of development of the mind, development of awareness of Hashem, development of maturity and awareness. So you mechazik your B'Tochem and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes through different stages even of that, where you turn to Hakadosh Baruch Hu when you have no other Eitzah, and then to make life easier, and then everything, no matter what Hashem throws at you. And that's the way Chavis uses very strong Lashonas, that you don't even desire anything else, which is a bit strange as written. So he said one beer is that you don't desire it on a personal level, although objectively speaking, we know it's imperfect to be, let's say, ill or poor. It might be perfect for that particular person, but it's imperfect objectively, that we do know. So when you daven, it's sort of a, if you're on this level of bitachon, you're detached on a personal level. And it's as if you're davening for someone else, that the flaw shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a flawed existence. But on a personal level, he's aware that this might be what's best for him on a subjective level. So this was, it takes on a different... The davening is on a different level, but that's really, it's a major inyan that bears going into and talking about. I'm just mentioning it because the Chavis Alvolus is Lashonas here are so strong that you don't even have a desire for anything else other than the matzav that Hashem put you in. Al Kaponim, we're up to the next madrega now. V'chasher Tetzak HaKaroso Belokim Yoser Mizeh. Even more. So what's more than that? We were finished by number 7 already. Then he went to number 8 and then number 9. And now we're up to number 10. So what's that? So you have to understand, number 10, you have to understand that bitachon is, the etzem midah bitachon is to rely on Hashem, as we talked about the whole shar, but it certainly heightens your Hashem awareness. So if you're being mischazik in bitachon more and more, what you're really being mischazik in is your awareness of Hashem and your dveikus, really, you're walking with Hashem, so to speak, that Hashem is a part of your life. That is what's being mischazik, that awareness. So therefore number 10, although not purely really a shaychus to bitachon, but if you understand what the person's thinking about when he has bitachon and how he grows in bitachon, then you'll understand that number 10 is taka, a natural next progression. So he thinks about why he was created, why he was brought into this world that's temporary. He realizes about olam haba, which is eternal. So again, this has nothing to do with bitachon per se, but the more aware you are of Hashem, so the more you'll feel that Olam Hazeh is taka meaningless, and that's not what's important, even though that's where we spend our time, our conscious time, and that's what we busy ourselves with, but it's all very fleeting and temporary. And that's where he's at. That's the world he's living in, is really the world of Hashem. He delights in thinking about Hashem when he's doing his bodedus. There's no other people around to be mafriya him. He feels empty when he's not thinking about Hashem and Ugdulaso. If he's with crowds, Lo Yisabakim Liritzono, the crowds are like meaningless. He's busy with Hashem. Lo Yichsof Kim Lipagiyoso, he wants to be in contact with Hashem. He doesn't, all this noise and all the social interaction is not making him happy. It's not what he can't wait to get away and sort of be misbodied with Hashem, or even better, he's misbodied with Hashem even in the midst of a crowd. But Tatvideu Simcha Biavoso, and that's what preoccupies his mind, his Simcha Biavoso. He Simcha Sanche Olam Baolam, more than people take joy in the pleasures of this world. The Simcha Sanche Olam Haba Baolam Haba. It's even more than the enjoyment of the nefashos and olam haba, as the Chazal says. But he doesn't even care about olam haba when he thinks about just bonding with Hashem, which is, of course, what olam haba is. But I don't know. That's what the Chazal says here. That's maybe an inyan to look into too. His view of olam haba. There's also El Yonashib and Negos HaBotchem. This is the highest of levels for those who have Bitachon. We explained why. Because that's what Bitachon is, and that's where you grow. And as you grow, you reach this Madrega, even though this Madrega itself per se doesn't seem to be connected with Bitachon. There's also El Yonashib and Madregos HaBotchem, and Anavim, Bachasidim, Uskulas, Elokim Hazakim. Umashom Rakosuf, Af Orach Mishpatecho Hashem. Kivinucha, Lashimcha, Ulazikra, Ulazikra, Tavas Nofesh. For Omar, Somanafi, Lelokim, Lekel Choi. Elu es Madregas Abitachon, Asher lo Yimolet Botech Meachas Mehena. So he went through a person's life and his shifting Bitachon in his mother, in his father, in his employer, and then different Madregas in Hashem. And each one is a growing awareness. His seichel is growing and he's not looking at the immediate cause, as he explained, with the police, with the makas. He's not looking at the immediate cause, the immediate seeming cause. He gets more and more sophisticated and he realizes what it's about. Now, the Chavidah Lovah says something which I don't have time to explain, even if I understood it. I once worked out what he means, what he's about to say. It's a difficult piece. He gives 10 lashonos of bitachon. And he's obviously matching up the 10 lashonos of bitachon with the 10 madregas he talked about. But the 10 madregas he talked about have nothing to do with lashonos of bitachon. He talked about bitachon of a nursing child with the mother, and then the mother, and then the father, and then the employer, and then himself. And then Hashem, when there's no other Eitzah, and then there's Hashem to make his life easier, and then there's Hashem no matter in all circumstances, then there's Hashem no matter what Hashem throws at him, and then the highest Madrega. So that's, but what does that have to do with Umatzinu Inyan Abitachon B'Lashon HaKodesh Malitzim Bado Be'Esser Milos? 10 words in Lashon Kodesh that are basically synonyms for Bitachon. The Haim Keneged Esser HaMadregos. It's not matim. Like the 10 madregos are not levels of bitachon labgari Hashem. And he goes through. You might recognize some of the words from davening if you're paying attention, or if you say tehillim: miftach, mishon, tikva, machse, tocheles, chikui, semicha, sever, misod, v'kesel. So he doesn't explain the relationship between these 10 words and the 10 areas of Bitachon that he just specified, but he definitely says that the 10 synonyms for Bitachon are Keneged Eser HaMadregos. So I once worked out a Biur, which I don't remember right now, so I'm not going to say it now. It takes a while to explain. The Chavodos completes Shara Bitachon with a Tfilah, HaElokim Yisimenu Min Abotchem Olav, Hanim Sorim Ladino Benire Ubenistar. They surrender themselves to his judgment, whatever it may be. Benire, outwardly, Ubenistar, and inwardly. They taka, are satisfied with whatever Hashem does. Berachamov, amen. Okay. Nishlam Shara Bitachon, Lekelachon Rishon. Okay.